in. I tried to a little show called The Daily Show. Thank you all for joining me as we get ready to just enjoy the rest of the day. Can you believe we've made it this far? Don't you always just, like, when you think about it, we're halfway through the year. It's insane. Well, almost, technically, you won't be halfway through the year until it's the 15th, right? 15th or sometime around. But nonetheless, we are here, made it, and persevered. And with a little bit of confusion, I'm sure there's been confusion along the way. And it's always what? Because what is life? If you just know what's going to happen, can just recognize that and all that kind of jazz. What is the point? I'll tell you. The point is to enjoy life, take things as they come, and overcome it. If it's a problem, overcome it. If it's something that you're welcoming with. Unlike, we're going to talk about screens and things like that, but that's going to be later. Have you ever tried to, things that could be unwelcome, like when you bump into somebody that you are trying to avoid? Has that ever happened to you? Have you ever bumped into somebody that you tried to avoid? Don't lie. Everyone has at some point. Everyone has bumped into somebody at some point that they really tried to avoid. And that's always the most awkward situation because you try to avoid them because it's like, well, I see them all the time and you don't want to make it weird, especially if it's like a crush or like somebody that you're trying to talk to. Now it kind of looks like you're stalking them. It's like, I know what store you're at. You know, it's you try to take like the back roads and stuff. It's like, oh, wait a minute. I know this area. Oh, they live around here. Oh, no. That's the worst. Okay, maybe not the worst. If you see them on the road driving, then it's like, hey. Like, you know. But then again, it's like, have you ever taken that road before? Is it just like, I want to try this route today because it's crowded on that side of the road or whatever. And then you try to take a different route and then you... Is that weird? I don't think so. I think that's a coincidence. Hopefully everyone sees that kind of stuff as a coincidence. Now, not to say that, you know, weird stuff doesn't happen, but at the same time, you never know. That's why I try. If it's like, oh no, like, isn't this the... I know this store. Oh, wait a minute. And then you see them at the front or whatever, and they're like, hey, how's it going? It's like, it's, you know, it's going. I'm not saying you avoid them because you don't like them. But even if, you know what? What if you don't like somebody, but you have to visit, like, the area that they are? And I don't mean like somebody who's like, well, I don't like them like that. It's like, well, you don't like them just like as a person. Like maybe they're rude or maybe they broke something at your place and you haven't forgiven them yet. I think stuff like that you can let go, though, right? Because maybe they are a good person. They were just having an off day or whatever. Everyone has an off day, right? I know some people were having an off Monday. And I talked to them about it, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, no, they were saying that they were having an off day and stuff like that. So it's always good to also be there for people because you never know. Maybe they just need like somebody to bring their spirits up. And maybe that person is supposed to be you. I talked to somebody last night. Why did that not sound right? I know I pronounced it last night. It just sounds weird. Like, do you ever like say a word and it sounds weird? Anyway, getting off topic here. But I talked to somebody last night and they we were talking about something very personal. And they went on and I was like, well, I don't feel like maybe you should project your how do I phrase? No, there's no proper way to phrase this. Like, I'm not one of those people that push like any religion or whatever the case may be. And it's like, well, you shouldn't be ashamed of anything. And it's like, well, no, it's not. There's a difference between being ashamed and not wanting to push anything onto somebody. I'm not one to push anything on anybody. Why? Because I feel like that makes them not want to be interested in it, because it's like, oh my gosh. And then on top of that, now it's like, well, every time they're around, this is what they're going to want to like talk about and things like that. And it's like, well, no. You know, I'm not, and plus I know what it's like to have certain things pushed onto you and projected onto you and things like that. And it's like, oh my gosh, you know, it's overwhelming. I think that some people, suggesting it, like, or being like, hey, like, you know, if you want to, like, you can make it an activity, especially if, you know, like, whatever it is, like, hey, have you ever tried horseback riding? No, it's not for me. It's like, well, if you want to, I'm going to be going horseback riding this upcoming weekend. You're more than welcome to join. I think it'd be a fun experience. I know you had a bad experience. I'm just putting it out there for you. That's different. But when it's like, you should try it again. No, really. You know what? We're going right now. Like, you grab them by the hand, like you're dragging them behind you. That's different. Now, not to say that, like, they won't have fun. Like, at the end of the day, maybe they will. Maybe they'll enjoy it. Maybe they will have fun. But I think it's important to just suggest, put it in their mind, maybe, okay, you know what? I do, like, maybe they'll have, like, nothing planned for the weekend. And they're like, I want to go out and do something with, like, a friend. You know what? They did say that they were going to go horseback riding. Maybe I should give it another shot. I think that's important. I think it's important to just suggest, don't force it on them, because then once it's forced, then it's like more of a challenge. You know, it's like, oh, well, I don't know. Like, there's different ways to look at it depending on who you are. But it's like, well, now, like, why am I being forced to enjoy this? Like, why is it? I tried it before. It wasn't that great. I hurt myself or whatever. Because this individual told me they were like a champion, like, horse rider. I think that's probably why. They were saying they were a champion, like, horse rider, and they traveled across. And that's fantastic. I personally love the thought of that. But there are some people who are like, oh, no, I'm definitely terrified of horses. But then, like, they could be like, oh, well, you know, there's no reason to be afraid of horses. I think you should try again. You know, some people will say, well, when you fall, you should get back up again. There are some things that if you fall, she injured herself. Like, I'm just going to put that out there. I'm not saying who, but they know who they are. But they did injure themselves. And I think that maybe is vital information. Like, if you're starting to force that kind of thing on somebody, then you should be like, whoa, you know, you did hurt yourself. Like, that kind of brings it down a little bit. But nonetheless, ladies and gentlemen, it is a fantastic week. Beautiful. The birds are singing. People are talking to each other, communicating. I haven't, like, seen any, like, bad interactions. Usually, like, there's, like, a bad interaction between people. I think now that we're halfway through the year and we've gone through, I believe it was, like, the flower moon, I think people are more calm. They're relaxed a little bit more. And I don't know. Like, let me know. And you know the ways to let me know. You can message me on the Instagram Daily Shift 4 on Instagram, Daily Shift, just the number 4. And you can also message me on the podcaster formerly known as anchor.fm app, and you can talk to me on Wisdom. And if you want to just listen to the show and laugh and have a good time, or just be bored and have a by listening to the show, you can go to Podcaster, CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, now also available on Amazon. And let's not forget about the way to listen and make requests. You can do so by listening to the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, and don't forget about the other fantastic shows on that channel and channels that I'm not even on, like My Vibe, The Jazz Lounge. There's no excuse not to have a phenomenal, and I say phenomenal, week. or have something to listen to. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift, and all you have to do is keep it locked. This is The Daily Shift. We'll see you right after the break. Joining me right here on The Daily Shift, and thank you for joining me for the question of the day. Some people look forward to this event. I don't want to set a standard. It's gonna be terrible. There we go. I will set a standard. I'm gonna get your standards low, and then if it's better, then it's better. Thank you for joining me, and we're gonna get into the question of the day, and it's something that I hope a lot of people can relate to on some level, because, I mean, everybody sleeps, and everybody, like, okay, so when you, do you ever have those moments when you don't know if you're really, if you really saw what happened, or maybe it's a dream in, like, the middle of the night or something, like you're barely even like there, like you're so groggy, like it's like you're half awake, half asleep at that moment. And I know a lot of people have done it, like it's like I gotta go to the bathroom, or I kind of want a cup of water, and you're just kind of like you're walking through the hallways like a zombie freaking everybody out. That's kind of what happened. Okay, so for one, I don't know if I really saw that. Okay, so maybe it was a moth, but I'm pretty sure that was a big moth if it was, because I woke up like really, like kind of, I don't know, like one of my eyes was open, and then like I kind of, well maybe both, but like my face, half my face was in the pillow, so like I don't even really want to count that eyes seeing anything other than maybe the pillow. But like, I was like, what? And I saw, and I'm pretty sure I saw a butterfly. And then like, I didn't like wake up in panic or anything, but like, I like just like kind of went back to sleep for a second. Maybe it was more than that. I don't know. I didn't look at the time, though I should have. And then like, but then, you know, if you start looking at like screens and bright stuff, then that's why when people go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, you keep the light off, right? Don't you? I keep that light off. I keep all the lights off. And I don't want to like be fully woken up. I'm like, I want to go back to sleep after this. And I know once those lights come on, my body's like, oh, it's time to get up. It's like, no. It's only 2 o'clock in the morning. Go back to bed. Like, you know, like, or something, whatever, you know. And I thought I saw a butterfly. So I went back to sleep, and then I woke up and looked in the same area. And of course, if it's like an insect or whatever, like, it's not going to be there again. And I was just like, I thought I saw a butterfly. Now, some people are like, maybe it was another bug. No, it was definitely a butterfly. Something with that kind of wing, you know, that like just kind of flutters. Then again, I could have just been half asleep and like have like one of those hallucinations. Is it a hallucination or like your dreams trying to interfere with your real life? I don't know what to call it. I do know that it happened. I saw something or dreamt something, and I was just half asleep and like I was coming out. I've been having fantastic dreams. I've been loving it. Fantastic dreams. Especially dreams that like you see your friends in and you're all having a good time. Like we all like were in a, like it was like a giant parade throughout the street, and like, and it was like, hey, like for one, and my sister and this other individual have never met before, and I thought there was somebody else there, but I can't remember. But it was a great friend of mine, fantastic friend, and she and my sister dragged me over to like this area. They were like, they need your ID so that way you can, so that way we can get like these fish things or whatever. Like, and they were like these giant kind of like fish toys. I don't know. They were like goldfish, but like huge. And I don't know what was, I was having a strange dream. Don't, the point is it was, and I had a parade float, and then like I stuffed it in my pocket, and like my sister was like, wait, and I was like, well, I can't do it right now. And then they were like, just show me your ID real quick. And I was like, it's in the float and it's in my pocket. And then she was like, wait, you're going to put that, go on that float through. And like, for whatever reason, like the float would grow when I took it out of my pocket. I don't know what kind of dream this was, folks, but it was my dream and it was fun. People were having fun and stuff like that. And then my sister in the dream was like, oh, I don't think you're going to win with that float. And I was like, you know what? You're not getting a fish. And I walked away. And my sister's like, wait, I got to go to work. Like, just get the fish real quick. And then like my friend, like she was there and she was like, oh, well, I'll go ahead and get like, just get the fish for us, please, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, fine. Let's go over there real quick. But I got to like go over to the judges. And it was such a strange dream. Now, that is not the only strange dream. Oh, my gosh. I don't know. Like, maybe don't, I should stop having like sandwiches for dinner. Like, I had like a chicken tender sandwich with spinach, onions, bell peppers, and honey mustard. Maybe it's the honey mustard. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's causing me to have these weird yet fantastic dreams. Then going back to like waking up halfway and like seeing things or hearing things and not being able, like, is like, did that really happen? Or so I woke up this morning and I thought somebody knocked on my door. And then I was like, wait, what? What? And I honestly thought somebody knocked on my door. Not like, and I was like, wait, was that just me? Like, was I snoring and I woke myself up? You know how dogs do that? Like, dogs will like snore or bark and then they wake themselves up. Like, I thought, like, but there's no way my snoring sounds like a knock at the door. If my snores sound like a knock at the door, then I think I might be the most annoying person to sleep next to. There's a possibility. You'll never know. I don't know what to do with any of this. This, somebody out there can relate to me in some way. I'm sure. I hope they can relate to me in some type of way, because this is bothering me at this point. I've been having, but nonetheless, they've been fantastic dreams. Weird, yet great, you know? And it also, like, I feel like, do you feel like dreams are like a reflection of what's actually on your mind? Like, I don't know. Like, I think some people are like, well, when you dream this, like, I remember in school, they used to try to teach us about dreams. Well, when you see this, and I was like, well, wait a minute. What if you see, like, there's no way to, I don't know how people interpret dreams. I want to talk to a dream interpreter. I want to interpret some of the dreams, because Isn't it like one, like a fact about like, if you remember your dreams, then it's not a dream or something. And I was like, well, that doesn't make a lot of sense, but I don't know anything about dreams. So what am I supposed to say, you know? But I did, I had these strange, strange dreams. In fact, let's do facts about that. That's what these facts are going to be about today. Something about dreams, maybe I'll even like put some information about interpreting dreams out there. Who knows? We'll see what happens. You folks know how this show goes. It makes zero sense every single time. Why? Because that's the only way to do this show. If there was another way, then it wouldn't be the Daily Shift now, would it? What we are going to do, we're going to take a break. You folks know how to find the show. Hopefully, you all enjoy it. Hopefully, it's fantastic for you, and hopefully the rest of the week is fantastic for you. As we get ready to head into the facts, this is the Daily Shift. We will see you right after the break. All sleep, dream about it tonight, and love it. Explode. I can taste the tension like a cloud of smoke in the air. Now I'm breathing like I'm running, cause you're taking me there. Don't you know? You spin me out of control. Ooh, 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 ooh. Take all of your wasted honor. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Daily Shift, where we have something that some people may or may not enjoy, but I hope you enjoy them today, because I think they affect everyone. This segment is facts. Folks, these facts have to do with your dreams and understanding them just a little bit more. Now, these facts are coming from Good Housekeeping. That's right, goodhousekeeping.com. GoodHouseKeeping.com. As in Nancy G. Goodhousekeeping.com. And it's 10 things you didn't know about dreams. And I think we could all use this information in some way, shape, or form. And if you want to follow along, go to that website. Go there. Once again, it's 10 things you didn't know about dreams. And of course, there's a little bit of passage under all of them, the label number one, and etc., etc. There's hyperlinks that you can click on. So with that being said, let's get into it. Number one, no one knows for sure why you dream. Maybe it's a message. Maybe I saw that butterfly. Maybe it's like you're going to have a peaceful week. It's been peaceful so far. And I think butterflies, I think peaceful. But like if somebody looks it up, it's probably going to be like butterflies mean there's going to be chaos throughout the week. Number two, where is it? Okay, number two, you dream throughout the night, not just during REM sleep, R-E-M sleep, REM sleep. So I'm sure like maybe I've had like multiple dreams, but I would know, according to number three, in one way though. Because number three says, you remember a dream if you awake during it. Yeah, that's definitely happened, and I've remembered those dreams. Like, I woke up during that. And have you ever had a dream and, like, you wake up during it, and it's like, no, I want to go back. It was such a great dream. Maybe a dream that you have in real life, like not a dream, but like a dream that you have in real life, like a fantasy or something. Maybe you were having that dream and you felt like it was coming true, and it's like, is this really happening? And then your body's like, no. And then you wake up and it's like, no, I want to go back. Send me back in. Send me back into the Matrix. I just want to go back, please. You're surrounded by everyone that you love, or maybe everyone you've ever had a crush on, and they're you have the best life or whatever. It's your dream life, and then you wake up. That's gotta be rough. I will say that. I do know that, I know that feeling though, where you try to like, and then you try to go back to sleep and go back into that dream. You start thinking about that dream to hopefully fall asleep into the dream. You wake up and like robots are attacking your city. Number four, spicy foods may make you remember more dreams and nightmares. But do they cause them? There's one way to find out. You got to read that article under it, or that passage under it. There's also a hyperlink there. And that's too bad for me, because I don't really enjoy spicy foods that often. So there's that. Number five, you may be able to change bad dreams. Oh, yeah. You're not, for one, like, unless you don't know you're in a dream. Like, it's that realistic, you know? Like, if I had a bad dream, like, I watch anime and superhero movies and stuff like that, I'd give myself powers and change the dream immediately. I don't like the way this is going. Why are his eyes glowing? Hold on. Now I got it, you know? I'd turn into, like, a Super Saiyan, or I'd go, like, I'd get some kind of powers. And Number six, the brain is still hard at work while you're sleeping and dreaming. Of course, it's gathering tons. It's like a computer that you don't understand. And speaking of which, I want to talk about this in entertainment. AI is getting too out of control. We need to go ahead and shut this down immediately if you don't know about it. Anyway, that's a different topic. Number seven, it's hard to separate the function of sleep from the function of dreams. They said hard, not impossible. I don't know if I want to go, dreams are amazing. You know, they take, it's like living in a book. Like, if you enjoy books, or if you enjoy watching movies, it's like living in one, you know, but one that's catered specifically to you. Because, I mean, I can't remember a dream that I've had, or even a nightmare. Even nightmares can be like, you know, well, that was kind of thrilling. It's like kind of like a roller coaster ride, maybe. But one where you're not included in it. Has anyone ever had that? Like, one that you're not looking from your perspective, or maybe one that you're not even in. I don't know. I've never had that experience. I wonder if somebody has. If you know how to contact me, if you have had that experience, please let me know, because that's interesting in and of itself. Number eight, dreams may help people process and consolidate memories. Really? So, like, maybe, like, it's just, like, a way of you, like, coping or whatever. Like, it doesn't say nightmares, so I wonder if that's also included. And like I said, there's tons of information under all of these, and I'm just amazed at how far dreams take people. And oh, I want to skip down. Okay, you know what? I want to say number nine, dreams do not foretell the future. But if you've ever, like, I mean, some people will be like, man, I've seen this happen before. I'm like, it's probably a dream. Like, you probably had it in a dream. Now, whether you believe in that stuff or not, I don't know. I personally think that, like, some of that stuff is, like, maybe true. Like, maybe it's like, man, I had a dream that you were going to wear that shirt today. Or, like, in my dream, you wore that shirt and then they wear it the next day. Maybe it's coincidence. Maybe it's not. I don't know. Who's to say? For a long time, we didn't believe, like, in life outside of Earth. Some people maybe still don't. Some people maybe do. So that's one thing to consider. Number 10, no one agrees about the meaning of dreams. So that's enough. That's what I was saying earlier. Like when in school they were teaching us about how to interpret dreams, like, oh, okay, so what did you, like, they would ask, like, what did you have a dream about? Like, they wouldn't go into detail. They would just be like, oh, well, there was, like, a wolf. Okay, so a wolf means this, and it means this. If you have a dream about a snake, well, it means this, and it means this. Like, and if you look up your specific dream, I don't think you're going to get, like, a real answer. Like, for one, I had a dream that there was just, like, a ton of snakes, and I was, like, jumping from pillar to pillar or something. Not pillar, but, like, from object to object. Like, I was, like, in Super Mario Brothers or Mega Man. You know, not Mega Man X. Well, I guess technically Mega Man X is still, like, a platform game. So, yeah, Maybe. But yeah. So I don't know what that means. And they're like, oh, well, snakes mean this and this and this. And I'm like, maybe, but those snakes were trying to attack me, and I was trying to avoid them. I was actively trying to avoid them. But yeah, so those are the facts for today. Please go and interpret a dream or two. I think that's a fun activity. Maybe you can do it with a friend or something, like maybe just give it a shot. And you know the ways to find the show, of course. You can find it on CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music. What else is there? I'm sorry. Stitcher, iTunes Music, CastBox, Google Podcasts, Amazon. Also, if you want to listen live and you want to make a request for certain songs and music and things like that, you can. All you have to go do is listen on the Jukebox Radio or My Spin Radio, Outside the Box Radio. And don't forget about the other fantastic shows that are maybe not be just on that channel or those channels, but also on My Vibe and the Jazz Lounge. And don't forget about Anchor.fm. That was the former name. The name now is Podcaster. You can listen there. You can listen to Rewinds or whatever the case may be. And also Wisdom, where you can catch, just people talking and giving out, wisdom and giving out their perspective of things. I'm also on there. I host sometimes. Sometimes I'm in other rooms talking to people and just having a good time, which is what this show is about, which is what also the next segment is about. The entertainment, which is what you don't want to miss. All you have to do is keep it locked. This is The Daily Shift, and we will see you right after the break. Keep it locked.
I can't write one song that's not about you. Can't drink without thinking about you. Is it too late to tell you that
Daily Shift, where we have the entertainment for you today? And of course, the Spider-Man movie, Spider-Man Across the Multiverse, is out there for you to enjoy. Also, don't forget about June 16th, where The Flash, if you want to watch that. Michael Keaton, that's why I'm going to see it. Also, I mean, now Supergirl, I don't know. It's grown. I like the movie. It's grown. The trailer's not. I hope it... I really sincerely hope it's not like 4 hours long, though. That's my one big fear. Because after a certain point, I gotta go to the bathroom. But you don't want to miss anything, because it's, like I said, a movie theater, so you can't just walk out, go to the bathroom, and then be like, what did I miss? Rewind, you know? And you don't want to ask, what did I miss? Because then you're both missing something, and then you're both done. Yeah. Anyway, what is happening in the world today when it comes to entertainment? I can't think of anything. I can't think of any shows. If you watch Power, and also be mindful of all of the shows that I mentioned. Be mindful of the ratings, because some of them aren't for kids, some of them are. Power, Book 2, Ghost, that Season 3 just ended 2 weeks ago. And now I don't know what to do with that life. That is one of the only shows that I watch that is like brand new without fear of it having, because there's so many chapters, so many books and things like that. 50 Cent has done a fantastic job with that, in my opinion. What else is there? Of course, WWE Raw and WWE SmackDown. You can catch those. WWE Raw on Monday, WWE SmackDown on Fridays. I enjoy both of those. And well, not so much anymore. My thing was the whole bloodline thing that they had going on. And it's still going, but like there were so many moving pieces and so many moving parts, and now at least two of those pieces have been removed. If you want to know what I'm talking about, you have to go and check it out. All the more reason to watch. I can't think of anything that I'm waiting for other than more of the Power books to come out. Force, book 4. Also, book 3, Raising Kanan. I can't think. I know there's a lot of shows that people are like, oh, I want to see this show. Oh, I want to see this. I already have technically 4 shows to watch, and I'm afraid that one of them might stop, or like, I don't want to push my luck. I don't want to push it, because once you do, oh, I want to see what happens on Rick and Morty. I want more South Park. And once again, just because some of these may be cartoons doesn't mean it's for kids. Just saying, be mindful of the ratings. Just like you're mindful of what's happening here on the show, which is just a whole bunch of just chaos and what else happens here. It never makes any sense, but hopefully it makes sense to you. You're able to piece it together. It's like, no, I get what he's saying. And then your friends look at you and it's like, he's not saying anything. That being said, ladies and gentlemen, what I am going to do, I'm going to call it a day. And hopefully you all have enjoyed yours. Hopefully you all had a fantastic start to the week as we get ready to head to the middle of the week. This is, once again, the Daily Shift. And, well, I hope you all enjoyed your Tuesday. If it's nighttime and you're heading to bed ready for your Wednesday, then good night. But if it's already Wednesday and you're getting your day started, then good morning. This is the Daily Shift, and we will see you next time.
And I know it's been forever, I can still feel the spin. Urge when I remember, and I never want to feel it again. Don't know if you get it, cause I can't express, so thankful I